Like many colleges around the country, the University of South Florida St. Petersburg community appreciates its beer. But this passion for hops and barley doesn't quite fall under the category of wild tailgate parties. The school's College of Arts and Sciences has a new brewing arts program. WSS Mark Schreiner reports on the creation of a new brew to celebrate the school's 50th anniversary.
Local craft beer fans are probably familiar with Three Daughters Brewing and the St. Petersburg-based company's flagship Beach Blonde Ale. But it will soon be marketed under a different name as Bayboro Blonde Ale after the harbor that USF St. Petersburg surrounds. Three Daughters owner Lee Harding says since her company opened 2 years ago, they've teamed up with the university that has around 4,600 students. Harding says it all started with chemistry professor Jim Leonard.
And Jim came over to initially just help us spec out our lab, ended up helping us create an internship program for our craft brew lab. And we have anywhere from 3 to 6 people that come and work from the university. They're usually seniors in the biology or chemistry department, and they come and work in our lab for a semester.
Harding says the partnership has since evolved. USF St. Pete's College of Arts and Sciences has created a brewing arts program that's open to the public or any other aspiring beer makers, which involves a half dozen other local craft breweries.
It is a certificate program where we partner up and people can go on and take online modules through USF St. Pete, and then they'll come here to the brewery and do the hands-on portion.
So when preparations for USF St. Pete's 50th anniversary celebration began, university officials came to Harding with a request. Could Three Daughters come up with a beer to commemorate the event?
We have lots of students that are here. The very first intern that came through still works here as a bartender. So, you know, we're just so pleased to be a part of it and honored that they would ask.
Three Daughters in USF did talk about making a special beer for the occasion, but it was less expensive and time-consuming to just rebrand Three Daughters' flagship brew, the Beach Blonde Ale, as Bayboro Blonde Ale. Harding says newbies to craft beer should like it.
It is a lighter ale. You're going to get some notes of citrus in it, but it's a really smooth one, so it's going to be very balanced, very smooth.
But she adds, it's popular with brewing aficionados, too.
But it's got a lot of complexity to it for people that are already in the craft arena.
The Bayboro Blonde will only be available on tap at a few spots around town. You'll be able to spot it thanks to special artwork that Three Daughters commissioned for the new name. It's artwork that features a good-looking blonde, Alberta, a yellow Labrador who's the guide dog for Denny Elliott, chair of USF St. Pete's Department of Journalism and Media Studies. Elliott says featuring Alberta is about more than the artwork, though.
It is an honor to have Guiding Eyes Alberta as the model for the Bayboro Blonde. USFSP is welcoming to people with disabilities and their service dogs.
Bayboro Blonde Ale is formally being unveiled Saturday at the USF St. Pete Anniversary Block Party. After that, it will be on tap at Three Daughters Brewing through September and be available for the next year at the Tavern at Bayboro on the USF St. Pete campus.
Here you go. Cheers.
Yeah, that's pretty tasty.
I'm Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.
And while we can't offer you a taste online, you can see the artwork, Bayboro Blonde, and the Guiding Eyes Alberta at WUSFnews.org.